with. Manufacturing chemists of the medical profession since 1858 bring you Academy Award. The pictures, the players, the techniques and skills which have won or been nominated for. The coveted awards granted each year by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. To each in his field for outstanding achievement. The House of Squibb, makers of the great family of Squibb medicinal products, brings you the distinguished star Victor McLaughlin, Margot Graham, Wallace Ford, and J.M. Carrigan, playing the roles they created for the screen in The Informer, the picture which in 1 year received 4 separate Academy Awards. Mr. McLaughlin will star in the role of Gippo Nolan, for which, as the best actor of 1935, he won the Academy Award.
This is the story of Ireland. It is the story of a traitor. In our history, the revolution of the 13 colonies against the crown was jeopardized by the infamy of one man. And our name for this traitor was Benedict Arnold. In the dark, bloody history of Ireland's revolt for freedom, there were many Benedict Arnolds. Many a man who took the king's shilling. One of these we tell of today. The scene of his crime is Dublin. And the time, a tense week of rebellion in Ireland's not-so-distant past, when the underground Republican army fought for its life against the occupation police known as the Black and Tans. This is the story of The Informer. In a fog, clinging and wet from the sea, making golden ports of call of shop windows in the gloom. A hulking brute of a man walks warily down an ancient Dublin street. Past strollers. Past soldiers. Past idlers. Past the singer and his tear-bringing song. Past the leaded panes of Dublin shops. Past... No. To pause suddenly, riveted before a poster on a brick wall.
£20. £20 reward. Wanted for murder. Frankie McPhillips. They want him. Why, the dirty £20 for Frankie. He's free.
He tears down the poster, but the words tear at his brain.
£20 for murder, my friend. Frankie McPhillips, God save him. £20 from the crown. Why, the dirty...
Down Dublin's ancient street in the fog strolls the towering darkness of a man. And after him, dogging his heels relentlessly, blown by the wind, follows the torn, tattered scrap of paper that was a poster on a brick wall, wraps itself around his ankles. He stops near the window of a travel agency and speaks to a girl who has walked out of the gloom.
Gippo! Ah, Gippo, I can tell by the look of you. It's no use. I'm hungry and I can't pay my room rent. And you staring into that window reading about things other people can enjoy. £10 to America. Information within. £10 to America. £20 and the world is ours.
But what are you saying that for?
Saying what for? £20?
What are you driving at?
Ah, Gippo, what's the matter with you? £20... Might as well be a million.
Go on with you. Get your £20 from the gutter.
Thank Gippo. Too good for me, eh? Well, let me tell you something. You're no better than any other man. You're all alike.
Oh, Katie, I didn't mean that.
I'll go along with you and your fine principles. I can't afford it.
Katie.
Back into the gloom fades the bedraggled, hungry woman. And slowly, carefully from behind Gippo, into the little island of light, comes the face on the poster.
Gippo. Gippo, man. I'm lucky to be finding you here. Man, what is it? What are you staring at?
Nothing, Frankie.
But you came up to me so sudden like...
I guess I'm getting jumpy. Finding out there's a price on my head, 20 pounds. 6 months is a long time, my boy, to be on the run. So I says to myself, I'll sneak into town and see my mother and I'll duck out again and here I am. Did you deliver my messages? And what did my mother say?
Oh, she blessed the saints you were alive. She followed me out crying and put a half a quid in my hand to give you. Well, I was that hungry myself that I spent it.
Ah, you big lubber. That was her way of giving it to you. She likes you, Jippo. The Lord knows why. What's come over you? What are you gawking at?
Is there something queer about me? No, Frankie, you see, I've been court-martialed.
Man, what for?
You remember the turn that killed Quincallon? We drew lots for it, and I got the short match. I couldn't kill him, Frankie. He swore he'd desert if I let him go.
And you believed him. What did Commandant Gallagher say?
Oh, he near plugged me when I went back to report. Now, the British think I'm with the Irish, and the Irish think I'm with the British. And the long and short of it is, I'm walking around starving without a dog to lick betrothed.
Never you mind me, bucko. We'll be together again. Wait and see, like the old days. It's your help I need now. I've looked you up first thing to find out if the Tans are still watching my mother's house. Is there a guard?
Not since Christmas.
Good. I'm off. If I get a chance, I'll see Gallagher and I'll put a word in for you. Up the rebels, my boy. Up the rebels!
10 pounds to America.
He wants to see you, sir.
Let him come in.
Yes, sir. Go in, you. Yes?
Well, it was like this.
Well, speak up. Well, what do you want to say?
Well, I've come to claim the reward. The 20 pounds for Frankie McPhillip.
Mary, the bread's that fresh. I can't cut it. Look at the crumbs it makes.
Mother.
Oh.
Mary.
My boy.
Oh, Frankie.
Praise be to God you've come back to
us. Save your praises for this fog that's upon us, Mother. It's the best friend I have this night and me dodging down dark streets to get here. I was so homesick to see you. I'd have walked down the middle of O'Connell Street just to get a glimpse of the two of you.
Miss, I'm sure you must be starving.
Freddie, you shouldn't have come. It's not safe.
What a long face for a sister. I'm in with the fog and I'm out with the fog and nobody will be the wiser.
You're sure nobody's seen you?
Just my old pal, Jippo Nolan. You see, I had to find out if the Tans had a guard in the house.
Now, you have a nice cup of tea. You can do all your talking afterwards.
No.
Open it up. We've got you, Miss Phillips.
Go on, Frankie. Don't stop. Run. No. No.
Where is it? Out of my...
Maggie!
Yes. Right. Well, Sandra? They called, sir, that Nick Phillips. You just killed trying to escape, sir.
Thank you.
There. The 20-pound reward. You better count it. Show him out that way.
Thanks.
Come on. Out you go.
I've got to have a plan now. I've got to have a plan.
Ah, Chippo. I'm your brain. You can't think without me. You're lost. You're lost, my fine friend.
No. The devil take you. I need a drink.
Yes.
A double whiskey.
Jippo.
What do you want to be singing up behind the man like that for?
Oh, I'm sorry I blew off on you. Like that out in the street, I mean. Jippo, you know how I love you.
I got it. I did it for you.
You did what?
Never mind.
There's your change.
Jippo, where did you get that money? Look at it. And not an hour ago you hadn't a penny to warm your pocket. Did somebody die and leave you a pot of gold?
What are you saying that for?
Or did you rob a church or what?
Ah, that's it.
You mean that if you robbed a church?
Yes. No, it wasn't a church. He was a sailor of an American ship. I went to him at the back of Cassidy's pub on Jerome Street. But if you say a word, you'll get me into trouble.
Who, me? What do you take me for? An informer?
What do you talk about informing for?
Dupont.
Oh, who's an informer?
Dupont.
Oh, don't be saying things like that.
What's the matter here?
He's all right, Barney. Let him alone. He didn't mean any harm. Oh, come on, Dupont. Let's get out of here. Look out for the blind man, Dupont. Here, we'll get a cab.
Wait. Bad luck to let him pass. Here, you. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. And may God bless you. Jippo. Oh, he knew me.
Jippo? You gave him a pound note.
That's the difference. Look, you go home to your room and get some food in. And I'll be there as soon as I can.
Ah, but Jippo, where are you going?
I just remembered something. They'll be wondering whether I'm not there already.
Who? Where?
Thank you, Philip's mother and sister. I got to go to the wake. Are they all up there?
All up in the rooms, Jippo.
Thanks, lad.
It's a pity about the poor boy, Frankie. But 'tis easy seen, 'twas the work of an informer.
'Tis sure. 'Tis the work of an informer.
Oh, Frankie, my son, my son.
Frankie. Sorry for your trouble, Mrs. McPhee.
What are you shouting for? Don't you know there's a wake going on?
Let him alone, Bartley. Sure, he was a friend of my dead boy.
All the same, he should show more respect for the dead.
I'm sorry. It's tears in my eyes I have and a blow of the nose that I'll have him with me handkerchief.
You dropped some coins, Jibble.
Let him alone.
Sure, I was only trying to give them back to you, Mr. Nolan.
I swear by all that's holy, I warned him not to keep away from the house.
Heavens, Jibble. Does no one suspect you?
You've been very good to me, Mrs. McPhillips. I'm sorry for your trouble. There. Maybe a few coins will help you.
Why, Jibble, thank you. But we thought you...
I came into a little something, Mary, a little something. You know, I wasn't counting on...
I'll be going down with you, Jibble. Man alive, what are you hurrying for?
Who's hurrying?
Well, don't be getting your rag out, me boyo. It's a free country, and a man can ask questions without all this gossiping, especially from an old pan. Are you working now?
No!
And don't be shouting at me like an aboriginal. Sure, you can't blame me and Bartley for taking an interest in you for old time's sake. Seeing as how you were one of us at one time. You don't seem to be in the need of money tonight, Jibbo.
You little stinker. I'll teach you to doubt me.
But, Bartley!
What's wrong, boys? What are you up to? He suspects me.
Suspects you of what?
I didn't say anything, Bartley.
You're a liar. You did, both of you. I know you're Barley Mulholland and Tommy Connor. You're Gallagher's right-hand man, and I'll...
Shut up, Jibbo! Are you mad? Don't you know there are people listening?
Well, then... Don't be accusing me, then.
Come on, then. Let's be getting out of here.
No.
Commandant Gallagher wants to see you.
Well, I'm not going.
You're not scared of the Commandant, are you?
Scared? I'm not scared of the finest man that was ever with.
Good. Come on, then, Jippo. This way.
Oh, that's fine whiskey. Nothing like the King's whiskey, eh, Dan? Danny? There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. Anything. It's nice to be friendly, Gallagher. I go through fire and water for you.
Who informed on Frankie McPhillips?
I'll tell you, Danny. It was that rat Mulligan.
Mulligan?
Mulligan, the tailor. Yes, it was the grudge. Yes, he had a grudge against Frankie. It's a long, long story. There's another little drink in the bottom of the bottle.
Take it.
He's already killed 2 or 4 bottles, Dan.
Come on now, Jippo. What grudge are you talking about?
The grudge? Oh, the grudge. The sister. Mulligan's sister and Frankie. So Mulligan got sore and he informed on him.
I see.
I saw him going to the time quarters tonight.
What time?
Time? Oh, it was 6:30. Well... Are you taking me back, Danny, me boy?
If your statement checks,
You'll get back. There'll be a court of inquiry tonight at 1:30 at the ammunition dump. Oh, Bartley, take him up.
That's all right, Bartley, me boy. You'll find me at Katie Madden's. All right, show him out, boys.
In a moment, we will continue with the second part of Academy Award. Have you ever come across a bed of fresh green mint on a summer's day? If you have, you've probably picked a few leaves, crushed them between your teeth, and enjoyed the sudden cool tang of delightful refreshment. Well, you'll recall that experience every time you brush your teeth with Squibb Dental Cream. Yes, you can taste, feel, and see the refreshing difference. For the fresh minty flavor of this quality dentifrice also wakes up your mouth, leaves it exhilarated, pleasantly alive. And you're going to notice a refreshing new sparkle in your smile, because the active ingredient in pure Squibb Dental Cream is one of the safest, softest, yet most effective polishing agents known to dental science. So for pure refreshment, morning, noon, and night, any time you brush your teeth, brush them with Squibb Dental Cream, one of the great family of Squibb products. Use Squibb Dental Cream. Taste, feel, and see the refreshing difference. Before continuing with part two of The Informer, we wish to thank RKO for making this story available. RKO are also producers of Badman's Territory, starring Randolph Scott, with Lawrence Tierney as Jesse James. And now, the House of Squibb presents part two of Academy Award, starring Victor McLaughlin, Margot Graham, Wallace Ford, and J.M. Carrigan in The Informer.
Dad.
Mary, darling, I had to see you. Oh, Mary, I love you.
I love you, Dad. Oh, when is this trouble going to end? Just killing and more killing.
It's hard on you women, I know. You're braver than we are. But it's Ireland, Mary.
Dad, why did you come?
Mary, we have to find the informer that gave Frankie away. Tell me, did Frankie think he was followed when he came home tonight?
Nobody saw him. Only his friend, Jipple Nolan. He said he had to see him first to find out whether or not there was a guard in our house.
Where did he see him?
Let me see. In the street before the travel agency.
I see. Did he mention a man named Mulligan?
No, I'm sure not.
Commandant, there's a patrol of TAMs in the neighborhood.
Thanks. Goodbye, Mary. Oh, there's a court of inquiry at 1:00. I'll be back for you. Slip out the back way and meet me.
I will, Dad. Take care of yourself.
A minstrel boy to the world.
Of all the men that wear the green, he is me darling, oh. In every fight he will be seen.
He is me darling, oh.
Ah, me sweet Jibbo. You have a lovely voice. A sweet voice. Shh. Listen. Even the birds are still.
Where are you taking me to, you little scut? Ain't me up to getting to Katie yet?
Ah, now, there you go, there you go. Talking about Katie and we having a fine little jamboree. Now, don't worry about your little Judy. She'll be always on the streets, never fear.
Here, what do you do? Hey, let me go. Let go, you big stiff. You're drunk and bedazzled, that's what you are. You're as drunk as a fiddler's dog. Take your hands off me. Oh, you think you're a king, do you? When you're a big lump of beef, that's all you are. You're drunk, and your last penny is spent, and I've no further use for you, Mr. Jippo Nolan. Ipso facto.
Broke him, you little scut. I got a roll of bills, one right here, see?
Oh, beat the holy. Where did you get it, Jippo? There's enough there to choke a horse. And me joking about it a few minutes ago. Jippo, me boy, you're a king. And a descendant of kings. And I'd fight for you and die for you if the time came. Here's me hand on it, Jippo. The hand of a man that's loyal and true.
Come on, you little scut. I'm going to find Katie.
Where's Katie? What do you suppose he wants, Joel Harrington? He wants a drink.
You get no drink here, you social climber.
Why don't you go back to the gutter where you belong?
Now, don't be smoking the gibbo like that. And don't be looking down your nose either, you old squint.
Oh!
I suppose you think we have no money. Sure, gibbo. Oh, good boy.
Holy Moses! Glasses for everyone!
Gibbo, help me. I want to go back home, away from all this.
And where's your home?
Near London.
And how much will it cost to get there?
Oh, just...
Here, take it all.
Gibbo! Gibbo!
Oh, shut up with you. And let's have a drink. Drink for everybody!
And 5 or 7, and 4 is 11.
£11.
Come on. It's almost time. We've got to get him to the inquiry.
Now, gentlemen, I want you to think to the healthy King Gibbo. As brave as a lion and as strong as a bull. I'd go through fire and water for him, and he'd do ditto for me. You've all seen the wonder of your generation tonight. Money scattered like snuff at a wedding. And who, may I ask, has the impertinence to tell me and Gippo to shut up?
Come on, Gippo. Commandant Gallagher is waiting. Time for the inquiry. Attention!
As you were. Peter Mulligan, do you recognize the authority of this court?
I do. Heaven knows her.
You have a sister?
Yes. But she is married and lives in America.
He's lying! Lying!
Just a minute, Gippo. You'll have your turn.
It's not for me to condemn you, Gippo. Maybe you're not responsible.
Why, bless you! What do you mean? What are you driving at?
Sit down! The rest of your testimony has been proven correct, Mulligan. Now, do you bear any man a grudge?
I bear no one a grudge. On me, oath.
No grievance against Frankie McPhillip.
The Lord have mercy on us all. What for?
Where were you at 6:30 tonight?
Why, I was walking to my home, and I passed Kerrigan going the other way.
Kerrigan, did you meet Mulligan at 6:30 tonight?
Oh, you did, sir.
That's all. You'll be taken home, Mulligan, in the car that brought you. I'm sorry this had to happen. Show him out, Kerrigan. Wait a minute. Sit down. Mary, will you stand, please? Thank you. Will you repeat what Frankie told you when he came home tonight?
He said he met Gippo in the street. That he had to make sure there was no guard at our home.
Is that true, Gippo? If not, why did you shout at the wake that you'd want him to stay away from the house? Why did you lie about Mulligan? Were you drunk? Well, or what?
Well, I take it a little drop. Maybe two.
And what did you do after leaving Frankie?
Well, suppose I don't tell you. And what are you going to do?
Suit yourself.
Well, I'm all mixed up.
Where did you get all the money you spent?
I can't make nothing up, Danny. I tell you, I'm drunk.
He spent £2 in the fish and chips. He broke a pound in Ryan's. Give a blind man a pound. £2 went for drinks, £5 to some woman, £4 to another woman called Aunt Betty, and you sent £5 to Katie Madden, and that makes just £20!
Me head is sore, Dan. I'm going to tell you.
Where did you get the £20? Now tell us.
I can't remember now.
Who was the informer?
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing,
Lord,
Danny.
Have mercy on your soul.
Take him away.
Dan! He got away!
With this fog? Come on, lads. He mustn't get away.
Don't find him. I'd die if I lost you, too.
I'm not thinking about myself. It's all the others. The movement. It's Ireland. That poor soul knows so blasted much.
Well, there's only something we could do. It's this horrible waiting.
Commandant, she wants to see you. Insists on seeing you.
Who? Who?
She won't talk to a soul of us.
I'm Katie Madden. I'm Gippo Nolan's girl.
Shut the door.
I've come to beg of you on my knees. He didn't know what he was doing. Ah, you can't hurt him if you know how it was.
I shaming him for his poverty and blaming him for mine and putting the idea into his head. Leave him go, Commandant.
I can't, Katie. You know what he did. There's a dead boy lying down the street. You're asking something that's not within me power.
He'll never harm you again.
Do you think the Tans will let him alone now? They'll drag everything he knows out of him. His own fear will drive him to them and make him a weapon to destroy us all.
All I ask is mercy. I'll take him away, please.
Where is Jippo now?
He's in my room, on the other side of the church.
Come on, Bartley. Tell the others.
Would you be giving him a chance? One chance!
I'm sorry, Katie. I can't.
Jippo! Jippo!
Man is inhuman. How can he walk with all those bullets in him?
He won't get away. He's going into the church. We've got it surrounded now.
The Lord have mercy.
Jippo.
T'was I that informed on your son, Mrs. McPhillip. Forgive me.
Jippo. I forgive you. You didn't know what you were doing. You didn't know what you were doing.
Frankie! Frankie! Your mother forgives me!
Like the most ruthless gangster, disease strikes at millions of helpless victims. But medical science is constantly finding new ways to track down and wipe out this most feared of all public enemies. Working always to supply your own doctor with more effective weapons in the fight against disease, the House of Squibb has played an important role in the development of such new products as penicillin. For instance, Squibb devised many of the mass production methods that are helping to make this great drug available to all who need it. And what an immense task it is. It takes 15,000 gallons of penicillin culture, enough to fill a railway tank car, to produce a mere handful of penicillin. Yet millions of units of penicillin leave the House of Squibb every single day. And despite this production miracle, every ounce of penicillin Squibb must measure up to those standards of uniformity, purity, and efficacy which, in every one of the great family of Squibb products, have made Squibb a name you can trust. Next week, another great picture. The House of Squibb will present Academy Award starring Ray Milland in Arise, My Love. The Informer was written for radio by Frank Wilson, with an original musical score composed and conducted by Leif Stevens. Our producer-director is Dean Engelbach. This is Hugh Brundage bidding you good night until next week at the same time, when you are invited to listen again to Academy Award, presented by the House of Squibb, a name you can trust.